It's the Brouhaha Podcast with Steve Jackson and Mark Carpenter.
This is Pete Fopiano sitting in for Steve Jackson, and I have a studio full of guests, and some of them have actually brought not just beer, not just ales or so, because this is, of course, Brouhaha. They've also brought food, which is always, always appreciated on this show when someone walks in with the door with food. We have Mark and Herlinda here.
How are we doing?
Cheers.
We also have some homemade cider and some homemade kombucha, so quite a variety today.
I mean, you brought an entire buffet in here with you today here, so we're gonna find some interesting here. So Brouhaha, of course, is sponsored, as always, by Hop Monk Tavern.
Yes.
So, and I actually brought a guest of my own, someone who works with me, Kevin McCullough. Kevin,
hi.
Who
Kevin.
Used to have Santa Rosa Brewing Company. And I am now going to turn it over to Mark and or Herlinda and tell me, what do you have for us today?
Well, okay, as we all know, we've been hearing today that it is the second day of the Sonoma County, Sonoma Marin Fair in Petaluma, right off Washington Street there. And it's such a great little fair because it's like very kind of hometown and the world's ugliest dog contest. But of course, Petaluma is also known for beer.
Oh,
and this year they had a homebrew competition. And all that rattling you're hearing is foil. Give me just a second there. And Sarah Garrity, who's with the Sonoma Marin Fair. Chrissy Gentry. Oh, my God. Where did I get that from? I was just running through traffic today. She brought us fair food. So we're going to do a little bit of pairing of beer and fair food today, which actually will be kind of fun. Because what's the first thing you do when you get to the fair? I get a beer and a corn dog. I don't know about you guys, but everybody has their
gotta
thing.
Got to have a corn dog.
Got to have a corn dog.
You have a
turkey leg.
Okay.
And then I finish the fair with a funnel cake and another beer. So, and then we also have Bob Peek, who used to own the Beverage People. So I'm sure that Kevin recognizes
sure
him as well. And so there was a homebrew competition at the Petaluma Fair this year. And I'm pretty sure Bob Peek either taught most of the homebrewers that competed or sold them equipment or they took his class or something as
almost
well.
Almost certainly had something to do with it.
Yes,
I
believe it. And he is actually an expert on the process of homebrew and beer and also for making your own cider, wine, and cheese. So the Beverage People still has all those supplies. And this is kind of that season as well. You know, people are going to be doing their own wines and their own ciders when the apples come out. And then, of course, homebrew and the competitions and the fairs, et cetera, also. So, Christy, what did you bring us? Yeah, pull that up to you.
Awesome. Rick. Thank you for having me here with you guys today in this amazing tasting so we can showcase some of the hot and awesome fair food we brought. So we've got some pulled pork. We've got tri-tip. I've got a chicken kebab. I've got a corn dog. We brought...
There you go. Mike will help you.
We bought some churros, and I brought funnel cake with three different
yay!
Types of dipping,
thank
whipped
you.
Cream. Just the fixins for you guys. Hope somebody's hungry. I want to give a shout-out to some of the vendors that supplied this food
thank
today,
you.
If you don't mind.
Absolutely.
So the corn dog is from Super Pups. We've got the barbecue from Jim's Concession and Smokehouse.
Cool.
And then the churros from the Churro Zone. And the funnel cake is from the Funnel Cake Express, which is the blue funnel cake place. So... cheers.
And a thank you to all the vendors who contributed.
They're from Jim's Smokehouse Barbecue.
Boy, they look great.
I was like,
oh, yeah.
It all looks
wonderful.
Good.
Yeah.
And I asked her if she'd bring some barbecue as well because Bob Peek had just wrote an article about pairing beer and barbecue. So when you go to the fair and you're looking at like different stuff, like what should I be drinking with this, barbecue? Because we're lucky that we have all kinds of good food and not just, kind of mass market type of food at our fairs. So Bob's
that's right. The current issue of Brew
barbecue.
Your Own Magazine. It's available right now.
Brew Your Own.
Brew Your Own Magazine.
I'm getting
pairing beer styles and barbecue.
And we'll be turning to Bob later on in the show to talk about that pairing of like what beer with what type of fair food or so. And, if there's dead air for a few minutes, it means we're all eating. So,
we'll eat.
Just bear with us, kind of amuse yourselves until we come back on the air and finish chewing.
Well, Lagunitas is actually the big beer sponsor for the Sonoma Marin Fair. So I did bring some Lagunitas to pair with the food. When you're like getting your fair food, you're thinking, what beer should I get that they've got they've probably got at least six of the Lagunitas there, but for sure we know they always have the IPA, right? And a little something.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so I brought some of those with me.
Very good.
One of my faves.
Yeah. Right on. So, Mark, what do you usually get when you go to the fair? What's your first...
The first food?
Yeah.
Well, like you say, you find the beer. Find the beer, the best beer. And it, you know, it's not that long ago that you couldn't get any good beers. But now you can. And so you have quite a choice of beers to have at the fair. And for the food, you know, it's one I pass first, you know. The corn dog's always a good one.
Yeah.
But now I think I'm going to have to go for this kebab. I hadn't seen that before.
Yeah, but you said you like the Willy Bird's legs, too, when you go to the fair.
Oh, yeah.
I've had that big kebab at the fair, too. It's really good. I've been to the Sonoma and fair. I really enjoy
it. Yeah. I love the turkey legs, but they're always a disappointment because there's, you know, you've got all the tendons in there.
Yeah, they're hard to eat.
I start digging into it, it can be hard to eat.
You got to be a cave woman like me. Grab it and show it who's boss when you get that turkey leg.
I still seem to get them.
It's got to want to make sure that you've got something to do while you're wandering around the fair here. So.
That's pretty much why I go to the fair.
Got to have the corn dogs. Everybody has their own. Mine, the snow cones. Got to have a snow cone. Mm-hmm. And I love the barbecue chicken. Absolutely love it.
Yeah.
Barbecue chicken is great.
Yeah, right. Way in the back of the Sonoma Marin Fair, they have all the a chicken queue kind of thing.
Yes,
back in the back there, and that's another reason why I like the Sonoma Marin Fair, because it's kind of like got a, you know, they've got the picnic tables in the back under the trees, and you know, it's got that old time fair atmosphere, and then of course the rides, and I mean, you can eat all this and drink lots of beer, and then get on a ride and hope you don't, you know. Hope you don't get sick.
I say get on the ride, then drink the beer.
So what am I sampling
here? That's just me.
So you've got some tri-tip, I believe, the steak sandwich. Yep. There's pork and there's tri-tip, so I'm not sure which one you grabbed. What does it taste like?
What I have is tri-tip, and it's great.
It's great.
I love pork. Yeah, this is delicious.
Awesome. And, you know, everything is barbecued right there on the spot, so the food is really fresh. You know, I think that's the one thing is that you sort of expect this outdoor eating experience, what the fair totally delivers on, because the food is made to go right there. So it's not, you know, pre-made food that's going to be reheated for you.
Right.
And these guys are not messing around when it comes to their barbecue.
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
All right, we're all digging in here. So,
and I think cider and barbecue is an awesome pairing as well. And I'm pretty sure you guys have Golden State cider as well at the Sonoma Marin Fair, too, right? The Golden State. Yeah, Golden State cider, one of our local ciders. I'm pretty sure that's there. And Ace cider as well, because cider and barbecue is pretty killer. But when you did your article about pairing barbecue...
Didn't mention cider in there, but one of the characteristics that you're kind of referring to, that with a spicier sauce like we have here on the barbecue, the slight sweetness in the cider will cool off that burn a little bit. So I mentioned that as in one of the groups of beer that I talk about pairing with barbecue, particularly the dark beers, some of those that have a little bit of malty sweetness to them can be surprisingly effective with spicy barbecue. We don't often think of dark beers with barbecue here, but of course in the tropics they do all the time. Tropical stout is very popular in tropical countries, and so are chili peppers. And a sweet tropical stout pairs really nicely with something with some spicy hot sauce.
What's a tropical stout? Geek alert.
Guinness.
Geek alert.
Guinness is a tropical stout?
No. They make a 4X stout, but it's not as good as like a Jamaica stout, lion stout, or dragon stout.
I would argue that if I had some great Guinness around the Caribbean.
Okay, here's some IPA. Here's some Lagunitas IPA, which is one of the beers that you're going to find probably every corner at the Sonoma Marin Fair. And the Kiwanis Club has been their booth has been, you know, where they've been selling the beers forever at the Sonoma Marin Fair, right, Christy? The Kiwanis Club selling beers.
Yeah, the Kiwanis Club in Petaluma has been actually our beer and alcohol sponsor in terms of serving all of the alcohol. They are amazing guys. They come and work, and ladies, and work all 5 days of the fair and do a great job with a smile, and it's...
And it goes to the nonprofit.
That's really cool. Yeah, they're always really fun. They always look like they're having a good time there. So you live in Petaluma, Mark. Are you going to head over to the fair?
just swallowing here. I'll probably get by there at some point over the weekend, you know, stop in, see what's going on.
I'm going to take my dad tomorrow for the Heroes Day because my dad was in the military.
Oh, is he still in town?
He is still in town. I'm letting him rest. We We were exhausted after that D-Day tour that we just did with like
you
Mark
were
Normandy.
Lucky to make it through the show that day.
Oh my gosh, six countries in 13 days with a broken foot, and was like, okay, so he's been resting, and he fixed my stereo, and he redid my garden, and I was like, I wish we had time to do some homebrewing, because I remember him making beer and wine when I was a kid. But I wonder where I got this from, right?
Yeah.
And then, okay, so now I've got a Lagunitas IPA. You guys all got a little bit?
Yep.
Okay, let's try that with the barbecue. Let's see how my hoppy beer goes.
And then try it with the corn dog. Because when you have a dry, hoppy beer like this with a little bit of bitterness to it, a fatty food is a really nice contrast with that. Unlike the sweetness with spice that we were getting with the hot sauce and the slightly sweet cider, if you go with something that's got some fattiness to it on the palate, then a hoppy, dry, bitter finish is a cleansing effect. So then you're ready to go back again for another bite of that fatty food. So for the corn dog, I recommend the IPA pairing.
Okay, that's my food of choice at the fair. Let's try that corn dog.
Here, you have...
Yeah.
Send one over to you?
Yeah. So then tonight there you have a country, like a kind of ensemble playing today,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's 90s night at Sonoma Marin Fair tonight. We have what's called the 90s Electric Throwdown Tour, and it's Sammy Kershaw, Aaron Tippin, and Colin Ray.
Those are some, like, classic country.
Oh, these guys are going to rock the stage tonight. And people are so excited. Attendance is up. The weather is awesome. I mean, it couldn't be a better week for our fair.
Mm. We're lucky it's not going to be super hot like it was a few weeks
ago. Right? Or two years ago.
All right. Corn dog and Lagunitas IPA. A little sweet with the corn.
Mm-hmm. A little sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And fatty from the dog.
Mmm.
I hope you're all taking notes here, so when you go to the fair, you can do the correct pairings here.
Yes, it's research when you go, right?
Very scientific.
And we are selflessly devoting ourselves to this research for the benefit of the community. I hope you all appreciate that. As we're sitting here eating and drinking and enjoying ourselves, we're doing it for you.
A public service.
Well said.
And then, Mark, do you remember Santa Rosa Brewing Company?
Oh, yeah. You know, I honestly, when I met, I said, now, which one was Santa Rosa Brewing Company? Because, there have been so many, and my mind is so old these days. But what he really, Kevin, reminded me of, that his brewer, Tim O'Day, was a great guy. And I knew him pretty well. We'd attend different master brewers meetings, things like that.
Yeah.
And he was always fun to talk to.
Great guy. Great guy from Britain.
Yeah.
Came out and worked for us for 5 years.
Where was Santa Rosa Brewing Company at?
Right on the corner of 7th and B, right across from the Macy's parking lot at the plaza.
I think it's a Mexican restaurant now, isn't it? Is it
La Rosa?
Yeah, the brick building there on the corner.
Not La Rosa.
Well, no.
That's 4th. That's 4th, right?
Yeah, unfortunately. Okay, what'd you
say? 7th and
6th. 7th and B.
B, 7th and B.
Yeah.
Okay. That must
formerly Kelmer's Brew House.
Kelmer's. I remember Kelmer's. Yeah, totally. Kelmer's Brew House. So when did you guys start and when did you stop?
We started in 93 and we closed in 98. And in 97, we won the gold medal at the California State Fair for Pale Ale.
Wow.
Runner-up best of show. So,
see, that was Tim O'Day.
That was Tim O'Day.
So what do you do now? Are you still doing any kind of beer stuff?
I work for Pete. I'm a mortgage guy.
Oh, you really do work for Pete. I thought he was just saying that.
No, it's true.
for Pete for a long time.
Really?
Yeah.
Been quite a while.
So I like this IPA and the corn dog. But I think if you're doing gluten-free, go find the cider to do with your barbecue and your corn dog as well. Because I think the cider and the sweetness and fat, like you were saying, will cut through that corn dog really well, too. This is difficult research today, folks.
It's a tough job. Someone's got to do it. Thank you, guys. Thank you all for your selflessness.
Well, this is our weekly segment of Brew Ha Ha, sponsored, as always, by Hop Monk Tavern.
All right. So we've got kebab.
Yes.
And who's that from there at the fair?
That's from Jim's Smokehouse Barbecue.
Okay. So that's a chicken. Is that chicken or pork, I think? And
that was chicken.
Okay. So chicken.
Yeah, this is a chicken kebab.
And let's try the IPA also. All right, so.
Ready?
And it was a great kebab with the peppers, onions. It's really a nice little piece of food there.
That's a full meal right there.
It really is. It's a great, and it's huge. I mean, we just fed six people and
with one kebab.
With one, I know. So there's plenty. This is the segment Brouhaha, of course, sponsored by Hop Monk Tavern as always. And I hope you're having a great time listening to us, whatever, because we're having a great time sitting here eating and drinking and just kind of sharing our thoughts about all kinds of different things. Tell us more about some of the vendors. I mean, you brought in a ton of stuff here. So let's talk about some of the vendors here and some of the other things that are there at the fair and some of the things people can look forward to. And by the way, we do have a winner of the tickets. So congratulations to our winner.
Awesome. Yeah, absolutely. So Sonoma Marin Fair is a special, it's sort of a hometown sweet fair. You know, it's in between. There's 20 fairs in, you know, that these vendors travel to. And all of them say it may not be the largest fair on the map, but they love it because the people are wonderful. The weather is usually great. The music lineup is great. And, you know, our fair is a pay-one price. So you buy your ticket, you get in, you get the carnival rides, you get the music, you get the contests. You really just have to pay for your food and beverage.
I really appreciated that when my kids were little, especially as a single mom, that I could come in, pay one price, and my kids could ride all the rides they wanted to over and over and over and over. You know how they are with that. And
that's exactly right.
Our families, friends, and
it's accessible. Yeah. And I think that that's really important. You know, I mean, we talk about our sponsors, and sponsors that in the community are they make this happen, really. And you know, these vendors sponsored the food today, so we have Jim's Concessions. So it's like Jim's Smokehouse and Barbecue that donated all of the barbecue and the corn dog. And then we have Funnel Express Funnel Cakes, which also donate all of the funnel cakes for the funnel cake eating contest. And so I was asked to make sure that you all try to eat the funnel cake without your hands, as we do at the Sonoma Marin Fair, as quickly as you can. Go!
Okay. All right. Let's see. But then, how do I drink the? Do I have to like drink the beer hands for you too?
That's after. Just to wash all the whipped cream off your
face. I have Nutella, strawberry, and vanilla custard on my funnel cake, and now we have a little bit of Lagunitas, little something something,
right,
to try with this.
I think it's delightful with that, especially with the vanilla custard. Try that one. Yeah, try it without your hands.
Yes.
I'm going for it.
Okay. Well done. Well done. Herlinda has just been eating the funnel cake without hands, and it is too bad this is radio and not TV, because if there was ever a YouTube moment, this was it right here. So you'll just have to imagine, listeners, as to what we what just went down here. But
she doesn't know, but I'm streaming live on Facebook right now.
All right. See, you know somebody was streaming something somewhere. Mark, you just poured a Lagunitas Limited Release here for everybody. Tell us a little bit about that.
It's a little something something. It's been around for them for a long time. It's a great beer. I forget the alcohol offhand. I'm trying to look it up.
I think it's like 5.6 or something.
Yeah,
right?
I would have thought it was higher.
Is it higher?
I would think so. But 7.5. Yeah, 7.5 alcohol by volume, and you can taste the alcohol in the beer when you taste it. And it's a real nice bitterness.
Ooh, it's good with the funnel cake.
Yeah.
It is. I think that's that sweetness, including the little bit of ethanol sweetness that's in there. When you say taste the alcohol, part of an alcohol level when it's not so high that it burns.
And a little bit of lemon.
You get a little sweetness from it.
Right.
It is.
A little something. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. That would be my daughter. She has her own ringtone. It's the Beatles. But actually, the strawberry funnel cake with a little something something. That's amazing.
Nice combo.
I've always considered a little something something to be a good breakfast beer, you know, bunch type foods.
Yeah.
And it's right in there with funnel cake for
like
the
French
same
toast.
Way. Yeah, exactly.
French toast
have
similar
beignets,
flavors, right?
Even an Eggs Benedict with salmon or crab or something like that.
Ooh.
So you would get a nice balance because it has a nice bitterness, but it's not extremely bitter. It's not burning bitter on the palate.
No.
And it has that little bit of funk to it, almost like a Saison character.
Yep. Exactly. Good. Exactly.
Yeah. What do
good
you
description.
What do you think, Mark?
Well, I
yours is gone.
Yeah.
So you must have liked it.
Well, I wasn't.
Oh, here, try the churro with it. That'll be a good pairing too.
I'm not big on desserts, so we'll try a churro with it because
it looks like that's a Fruit-filled churro?
Yeah, so this is a fruit-filled churro from the Churro Zone.
I didn't know they did fruit-filled ones.
Uh-huh, they do all kinds of filling. It's really amazing, but these ones are super good. Everybody should try that. Definitely has that raspberry filling. I think it's a raspberry tart filling.
Yeah. But one thing I think that beer is like champagne. You can drink champagne with anything. You can drink beer with anything. And there may be a few things that it goes better with, but beer covers a lot of territory.
Sure does.
Oh, my gosh. Then you guys had the Sonoma, you had a homebrew competition at the fair. And actually, I was just telling Mark that a Brut IPA won the best of show.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. I like Brut IPAs.
And then the homebrew competition is an amateur competition. It's not like the professional breweries and stuff. And then Bob actually teaches, Bob Peake here, that used to be with the Beverage People. He's retired now. You actually teach judging. You actually teach that for the Sonoma State class.
I've taught also. That for Sonoma State with you on the beer side. And I also do some, as you know, some cider judge.
You taught me how
training.
To cider judge,
that's
too.
Right, with the at the California Cider Competition in Boonville every year. That's coming up again this summer, where they highlight California ciders, commercial ciders in competition. And amateurs can also enter that competition. So any cider makers out there can look up the California Cider Competition.
The one in Mendocino, right?
That's right.
The fairgrounds. Mm-hmm. So that is actually
the fairgrounds
really
in Boonville.
Fabulous. Mm-hmm. So when somebody is judging homebrew, which I actually have done, but like, what to tell people, like, so the difference between like judging professional and judging homebrew, like, what are the something like the differences that like is like scoring or like tasting or you know, are you giving them more of a break? Are you being more instructional?
If it's BJCP judging, it's all the same structure, and I've judged commercial beers and homebrews and judged them the same way. It's a 50-point scale. You fill out quite a bit of detail on the form for the brewer, maybe a little more detail for the home brewer than you would do for the for a commercial brewer, because the home brewer is probably looking for some advice. If the beer is not perfect, and most beers are not perfect, then they'd like to know why not and in what way the judge might suggest improvement. So you fill out the form pretty extensively in any case for either commercial or home brewing.
Now, Mark was the head brewer for Anchor Brewing Company for 45 years when it started in 1971. So did you ever judge – I know you judged like Great American Beer Festival, things like that. But did you ever judge homebrew competitions too?
I may have – yes. The San Francisco – the brew club in San Francisco, name escapes me right now. You must know it, Bob.
I don't know who currently in San Francisco.
I know it. Anyway, once a year we used to get involved in that one, but
that was the only one. Oh, you guys hosted it, didn't you? Anchor hosted
well, we
it,
had
right?
Sort of? We had a homebrew club of the year award. I think we still have it. And all the brew clubs in California could enter, and it was a good event. We had lots of clubs join in, and it was really a pretty good event. We had a great trophy that was made out of a leftover piece of the brew house by a local coppersmith. It was a pretty cool trophy.
Speaking of copper, this is kind of an off question here. Why? I mean, I'm guessing this is heat conductivity, but like when you see like the really nice like brew houses like Anchor had, and you guys have like all copper, like in Germany.
Yes, correct. All copper
as well. And then I don't know if you had that Santa Rosa Brewing Company too. Yeah.
Thank you.
So what is like the benefit of like, and because it's expensive to do
it looks
all
good.
Copper. Besides, it looks cool.
It looks good.
Yeah. It's a traditional metal because, you know, years ago, people could work copper when they and steel would rust. You know, this is before stainless steel would rust. And so copper is a metal that brewers could work with. It's a traditional brewing metal. It's rare to see it in any breweries today. It's all stainless steel.
When we were in Europe, they told us that for the World War II, the whole D-Day tour, that a lot of the breweries and distilleries – The Nazis came in and actually melted down a lot of the copper that were at the breweries and things. They kept a few, so they'd have beer and then they have schnapps and things, but that they actually melted them down because
it'd steal the copper.
Yeah, for like I don't know if that worked. It's for bullets or what it's for when you use.
Well, it's just a material they probably needed during the war. Yeah.
Yeah.
Still today, guys steal copper and try to sell it.
That's right.
So, you can't get away from it. But copper is a beautiful, it makes for a beautiful brew house. And Fritz Maytag said it best when he'd asked, does the copper make a difference in the flavor? And he said, You know, if it doesn't, I don't want to know. because he loved the tradition of brewing and the traditional brew houses. Ours came from a small German brewery that had expanded, and we got their old brew house. We've since replaced the bottom half of both the mash tun and the kettle because copper, unlike stainless steel, does just wear out from use much faster than stainless. So it's you do have to maintain it.
And some modern breweries that you go to, some of the smaller ones, if they display copper tops on those kettles, they may just be copper tops on those kettles.
Yeah. Stainless steel inside, kettles. Right.
That's right. Just for prettiness. And,
that's right. It takes a nice polish and looks good, but not actually functional.
When our kettle first wore out, this engineer was telling us, well, look, just put in stainless. You know, cut a hole in the bottom and put in the stainless. But that wasn't Fritz's way, so we stuck with redid the whole thing.
We really need to get Fritz Maytag in the studio to talk about.
Hopefully someday we will.
That would be the best conversation
ever. By the way, one comment on the fair we haven't mentioned is the animals.
Oh, so you
gotta
go see the food comes from.
Yeah, you got to go see the animals because all the local dairy people and cattle ranchers, they bring in
chickens,
chickens, pigs. Great-looking pigs and rabbits, chickens, everything.
Sheep.
Sheep. Oh, the sheep are beautiful.
Yeah.
And so it's fun to go. That was actually probably the first place I had is to all the animal barns and then get out to the rest of the fair.
Yeah. Oh, I just wanted to say that, you know, thank you for mentioning that because we actually have some really cool educational information in the barns now. We have some posters with some information on the animals, just some fun facts. And then we have digital screens now in the barns that have slides to share information and photos.
And great.
You know, these kids work all year. They love their animals. They care for them daily. They groom them. They're
the
shiny.
FFA, the Future
it's
Farmers
the 4-H
of America.
And the FFA. 4-H. Okay. All the kids are there showing all day. This is not this show is a stop for them that helps them qualify for the other shows. So it's about points. And they get they're judged on the animals, on their care for the animals, on the way that they are with the animals. Animal husbandry. So we're very proud of that, being a chicken and dairy community, that we have this beautiful showcase of lovely animals. And then we have the petting zoo for the people that want to go in and play. And then even we have a cuddle station with cats and dogs from the, the Humane Society is there. They're doing, they have a cuddle station where you can actually give some adoptable pets some love.
Yeah, and you could probably take one home if you wanted.
Yeah, you could take one home. They'd love that.
Gosh, I'm going there tomorrow. My dad and I need a cat and dog fix. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's my problem. I'll adopt all the cats and then get in trouble at home. I'm not allowed to go near them anymore. That's only because at one time I had 11 cats, which is a long story, but we won't go there.
You know, Natalie and Vinny from Russian River love cats, too, so we'll have to... when you're on again, we'll have to have them talk about it. They're big supporters of, like, forgotten felines and stuff as well, too, and Humane Society.
Awesome.
I support the animal shelters and everything else, and I help. I'm just not allowed to volunteer.
Because the normal happens. Do the kids have an auction for their animals, or is that just up here in Santa Rosa?
So the auction is at Sonoma County Fair. So we're a stop on the way to the auction.
Yeah, gotcha.
Okay. And then is there any other competitions? Like, okay, there's the ugly dog competition tomorrow.
That's right.
The world's ugliest dog, which actually they're usually pretty adorable.
They're super adorable. And that also is all about adoption and rescue. All of these pups have been rescued and maybe suffer with special needs or disabilities. And, you know, it's really important that the families, we talk about that this is about showcasing these dogs so people understand that these dogs need loving homes too. And that these dogs act as advocates, showing the world that these families will take on a special needs pup and give them love. And they bring so much joy to their lives. Mm. So it's really special.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, most all, except for one or two of my cats, have either been strays that have adopted me, or, or I've gone to a shelter. And
often people
them
say
from
that my
and
pet saved me.
Wonderful pets,
right?
Wonderful pets. That's they make the best ones.
Mm-hmm. Mark has his own ferret home. He's got horses.
We have quite a few animals. That's for sure.
Chickens.
Yep.
Dogs, cats,
fish, rabbits. You name it.
And, of course, in the competitions, there is also the amateur winemaking competition at the Sonoma Marin Fair.
Right. Jeff James was on
highly regarded regions.
That too.
Nothing to do with beer, but it is Yep. A fermented adult beverage, which I also enjoy making and consuming.
And the North of the Gate Wine Competition, which also happens before fair. But the wines, the award-winning wines, are served in the wine garden all through fair each 5 days.
Oh, that's right. It's a really nice wine tasting. You can sit there in the wine garden in the shade and taste the winning wines from that North of the Gate competition.
Exactly. Take my dad over there, yeah, too. I like that.
Jeff James was on earlier in the show, you know, brought in one of the award winners, and, you know, we talked a bit about the wine garden and the ability to go in and taste some of the award-winning wines, or just go in and have a place to relax and taste a wine that you like.
It's nice and calm over there in the wine garden. Yeah. And
exactly. You want to get away from the buzz of the fair.
It's a fountain. It's an excuse.
I like the exhibit buildings at that fair, too, because you can actually go through them all. You know, you see lots of interesting art, photography. The winning wines and beers from the amateur competitions are on display, and you can get through those buildings.
Right. You know, it's
it's a nice size, isn't it?
It is.
Well, I think that's what makes it so great, this fair. Sonoma Marin Fair, it's accessible. You know, you can actually walk around and get to everything. It's not so big and overwhelming that it's just you can't get to everything, so... thank you.
I always see tons of friends there. It's actually like just like a one big party. So
okay. This is Pete Fopiano sitting in for Steve Jackson. Our weekly segment of Brouhaha presented by Hop Monk Tavern. We got a few minutes left, so let's talk about some of the fair food that you're going to find and what you should pair with that fair food to drink.
All right. Well, we've got all the traditional favorites, which include hamburgers, fries, hot dogs, corn dogs, which you guys have tried extensively and loved. And then we've got some fun stuff, like we've got lobster fries, which is basically like chili fries, but imagine lobster and sauce drizzled all over it in its gooiness.
So I've never tried that.
That's a new one. Okay, now what would you pair with lobster fries?
I'm thinking a Pilsner, because I'm pretty sure Lagunitas will probably have their Pilsner there.
That's right. That Czech Pils of theirs.
Yeah, or their summer lager. Their new summer lager.
Their new summer lager
would
be a good mix.
That would be killer.
You mentioned some Bear Republic beers, too, and if their summer lager is there, too, the one they have out now, would be a nice pairing with those. It sounds like rich lobster fries.
Yeah, and they probably have Bracer 5 there, too. I bet Bracer 5 and... the barbecue that had like the little bit of vinegary, that might be
the
pretty
spicier
good.
Barbecue. Yeah, that would be good.
Yeah, that would kind of cut through that pretty well too.
And we've also got some at Lisa's concessions. We've got some Italian sausage sandwiches and Polish sausage.
Ah, okay, pairing.
Now there again, you know, your most popular beers in Italy are the traditional lagers like the Moretti lager and things like that.
Tupo Pils.
So something a lager with a little bit of maltiness to it would be really good with Italian sausage sandwich with the peppers on it and things like that.
I might grab a cider for that too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think with a sausage that might be.
And what about for Greek food with the salads and the gyros?
Retsina.
That's right. But that's a very good point. But Retsina is like hops in terms of its intense impression. So you could get over into the IPA or brewed IPA or a hazy IPA if there's one of those there. And that could offset the creamy sauce.
Yeah. Tzatziki with the cucumber and the yogurt. Oh, yeah.
Right. A little bitterness, a little hop bitterness and a hop finish would be very nice with that.
Yeah. That sounds really, really good.
And for the vegetarians in the house, you will not be denied. There's Jeannie's Artichokes, where you can get steamed artichokes, fried artichoke hearts, the mushrooms,
zucchini. Those mushrooms, crispy mushrooms. Artichokes. Okay. I think with wine and artichokes. Actually, I think beer is actually easier to pair with artichoke than wine is. But what do you think, Bob?
Oh, my best pairing for artichokes ever has been a Grüner Veltliner.
Really?
I think from a cool climate, Grüner with that green essence, more so than beers. For me.
I'm still thinking like a little something would be good with
artichokes. What about the deep fried artichoke?
Oh, then we're back to these beers.
There we go.
Okay, we have given you multiple choices from which to choose and multiple things to think about when you go to the Sonoma Marin Fair. I want to thank all my guests here today, particularly the people who catered our dinner, actually, which it turned out to be. And everybody for listening in. This is Pete Fopiano sitting in for Steve Jackson. Drive safe. Take care.